Cardiff Carnival 25th Anniversary Project. Interviewer, Steve Fletcher. Venue, Swicker Office. The date, Friday, 14th of November 2015. Interviewee, Prithpal Biant. Prithpal, would you be kind enough to spell your name for us and posterity?
Yes, first name Prithpal, P-R-I-T-H-P-A-L. Surname's Biant, B-I-A-N-T.
Thank you very much indeed. So, can you remember when you first came into contact with Swicker?
Yes. Well, I just got my first job after leaving university, and it was at the Race Equality Council. And I was the welfare rights officer, actually, nothing to do with arts, but I think I must have said I had an interest in arts because I was always a bit, anyway, I used to do a bit of arts in my own time. So they said, oh, we've got this festival thing that we're doing and, you know, we're in touch with Steve. Why don't you go and, you know, see if he can help you put together the Multicultural Arts Festival, which is one of the things I wanted to do. So it started with that, and then the REC needed a rep. Well, you invited a rep from the REC to board, so they picked me to be the rep. So then I think I was probably on your board for, I don't know, probably at least 2, maybe 3 years.
I can remember you being there. What's your overriding or your general recollection? So what was it like to be on an early Swicker board? Be honest.
Okay. Well, I just remember sitting there and you had lots of people, different people from different funding bodies like the Arts Council, local council, and different people with different pots of money. And I do remember it being a bit of a struggle. It wasn't like a positive experience. And I remember looking back feeling quite sorry for you, having to defend yourself on every little point you were trying to do. And yeah, it wasn't positive. And I don't think anyone was really supporting you and saying, oh, isn't it great that you're doing this? It was more like, you know, why are you doing it? More than we're really glad you're doing it, which is bizarre, isn't it, when you look back, considering how much colour and, you know, life it provides to the city. So I think I just remember thinking, God, what a struggle it was. And just the Arts Council, the funding bodies try to sort of sometimes compete and fight against each other. And it was almost like if one would fund you, then the other one would say, well, we won't bother then. But actually, they were all on your board. But it wasn't really supportive or positive, I don't think. So I felt a bit sorry for you looking back.
And as, not that we are not young and vibrant at heart now, but as young and vibrant people, did we have any ideological differences?
I suppose there was this thing. I remember me and you used to have discussions about multiculturalism versus interculturalism, which was stupid because we're all on the same side. But I think maybe because we were all fighting for money, because when you're in the voluntary sector, because my organisation was, you know, in the voluntary sector as well. So, you know, and from the funders' point of view, if you were doing anything minority, then they'd tick their box, so they probably only want to fund one body, so why would they want to fund two things?
Oh, they wouldn't want to be duplicatory. That would be a crime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that, so whereas at the Multicultural Arts Festival, remember I was coordinating for a few years before we set up CADMAD, that was all about celebrating different cultures, in a way keeping cultures alive, because there were so many different minority communities, and part of the REC's role was about saying, you know, let's be positive about the minority communities. So that was my role. And then I suppose intercultural was slightly different, and that was about everybody sharing, but also, and I don't know whether, if I was totally honest, I don't know, sometimes you think you're diluting, and it sounds awful, it's like something my parents would probably think, you know, just pathetic. But rather than celebrating, it's almost like, you know, people want, there's the preservist camp, isn't there?
Yeah.
And let's celebrate what exists now, yes. And, you know.
Or even tradition versus innovation.
It's just, yeah,
which
tradition
is, you know,
versus fusion, if
yes,
you like.
Yes, exactly. That's a good
you
word.
Were more fusion, weren't you?
Yes, yes.
And I sort of thought,
nobody owned anything. It was all up for grabs.
Yeah, let's just fuse
all make
everything.
The, yes, yeah. Into a complete mess.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know, it's good to know what Bengali people did with all their chalky street art stuff.
No, Rangoli is still close to my heart.
Yeah, and I used to love that. Or, yes. You know, all the different ones. And I thought, but really, there was a place for everything.
Yes.
But I think the environment was such that, you know, you could only have one of something that was minority, which was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, and I think that there was some friction. It was just, I just remember discussions, which now I think were silly.
I don't think you ever hit me, did you?
No, I don't think so.
I suspect I was probably right.
You're probably bigger than me.
I was probably right anyway. I mean,
yeah. So I remember that.
And then Cardiff Carnival. Yes, how? Please tell us your Cardiff Carnival story.
Yeah. Yes. So as well as being on the board, I did actually take part outside of work, so nothing to do with work. Yeah, I was doing a life drawing class at Chapter.
And I think they were Saturday morning.
Yeah, so I was turning up there and it was like in the morning, 10 till 12, I think. And then either I'd finished or I was late or something, but I saw you guys in Chapter and you were all dressing up and I was thinking, oh, that looks good fun. And you just said to me, well, you can do it as well if you want. You can take part. So I remember just, I had colourful leggings on and trainers. So all I did was maybe just, I just hooked this costume on. So it was like a backpack thing. So I had straps on my shoulders. Then I had these gorgeous, what I think were like peacock type feathers. So, and I think all you did was just paint my face a bit white. And I just tagged along, really. And I was dancing down from Chapter all the way through Canton, I think. We went down Canton High Street.
Yeah.
And then I remember dancing around St. Mary Street. I can't remember exactly what the finale was, but I just remember thinking, does anybody know who I am? And I didn't mind because I was all
did anybody up. Identify you or not? Because there's anonymity in Carnival. But yeah. Particularly if you have a lot of people who are in a section which resemble each other. I mean, it's very hard to spot individuals,
exactly.
Even if they're members of your family, I find.
I felt as if nobody knew it was me.
You're in disguise.
Was great. I was definitely on. I had all my face with all white stuff on it, and I had these peacock feathers, which I don't normally wear, and they were pretty big, and I was dancing on the street, and I wasn't drunk or anything, and it was daylight. So, so I didn't think anyone recognised me. So it was a really good experience, actually, and it was just really fun, and it was totally unexpected.
Yeah.
Because I think that's... so.
I think that's probably the most spontaneous example of Carnival participation I've heard since collecting this story, which is wonderful.
Good. Yeah, because I'm not very good at planning things. I'm more, so sometimes the interesting things happen to you when you don't plan, don't
Absolutely, out of the blue.
Yeah, so we did that, so that was quite cool. So I was part of it. I wish I'd done it more, but, you know, then you get life and children.
I was about to say children, family intervenes and the rest of it.
Yeah, and then the children go, I don't want to go, and you think, okay, just go away.
Quite right, too.
Yes,
quite right
anyway,
too.
But you've been going and you've got all this stuff now.
Yes.
5 years.
A quarter of a century, or what I accidentally did with my life, as the project's known.
And is it better now? Are the board meetings better?
By and large, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, at least the board are certainly, they do what they can, bless them.
And I also remember you, every year on year, you were struggling for survival.
And
you were always trying to get 3-year funding, but they wouldn't give it to you.
Yes, yes.
So hopefully that's changed.
And that's all gone the other way. So we achieved all that. I mean, in terms of funding, our Haleocene days were probably at the points at which the Arts Council were offering 3-year funding packages. The lottery was actually generating large amounts of money. But so in terms of funding, the Haleocene days, certainly for Carnival, were probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
And so at the moment, for example, the local authority offers no revenue or project support for the Carnival or for Swicker or any projects in the city, and hasn't done for 2 years. I mean,
do they pay you when they do the festival in Cardiff?
No, the reverse. We have to raise all the money and give them money to even parade on our own streets. It's got worse and worse.
But you add to the diversity and the cultural
heritage
of the city.
If you were in charge of it, we wouldn't have the problem, would we, Bryn?
So when they say we're the greatest city in Europe or whatever.
Yeah.
The arts contribute to that. So Cardiff just has the badge and doesn't support people who add to it.
Absolutely.
Well, that's not very good, is it?
No.
It's a bit hypocritical.
Well, fancy a drink in the bar?
Yes, why not?
Excellent. Prithpal, thank you very much indeed for your Carnival stories and more besides. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Take care.